I think, yeah. Why don't you come up and read that, whatever you got. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. This is not something that was prepared or announced, so please feel free to, to hang up if you need to go. But we're just going to take a few moments. It's just for whomsoever will, inviting you, if there's something in your heart, to unmute your mic. But we're just going to have some prayers from inside the censer right now. It may be very short. We just want. We want to begin releasing our hearts. We want to begin responding together as we already have. But
explain what it means to be from within the censer.
So from within the censer is the name the Lord gave for the prayers for this year's gathering in the flames. And praying from within the censer is different than just praying over a gathering or for the Spirit of God to move and even minister to Jesus. But this year, our prayers are coming from that place in the altar, fellowshipping with Jesus, giving ourselves to be vessels of his sacrificial heart to pour over the Father in the flames. We're taking a step in. And the censer, like in the book of Revelation, it was the place where the saints, when they were in tribulation, when they were being overcome, like in Psalm 38, that their prayers came from a place to not be delivered, but to go into the death, go into the suffering, his suffering, into his Spirit, to let the Lamb take the throne of their hearts so that a sweet savor of Christ could start rising out of that crisis, out of that fiery trial, out of that situation. And God, it would be an offering instead of a deliverance. They would begin to corporately, individual, from within that censer, be an altar of sweet savor, letting the Son, the firstborn, go to his Father in sacrifice. And it's in that spirit that we want to intercede this year. It's in that heart that we want to let Jesus go to his Father, and things maybe not go perfect, but the Father get his Son. And so I've held back. I know that many of you, your hearts are ignited like incense, that the Spirit of Christ is already in you. We heard it that Sunday night when we shared. And I've held back because I feel like I need to be ignited by your hearts. But I think it's time to begin to let some incense rise. So in my weakness and lack, I just want to start, but I'm asking y'all, whomsoever will, to unmute your mic and just release. You don't have to pray a right prayer. We're not looking for words right now. We're looking for hearts that want to be with him in the flame, that want to bring forth his nature in the crisis. So, Lord, we do that now. Maybe it's just praying in tongues. Maybe it's just opening our heart in a brand new way. Oh, Lord. Maybe it's saying, Jesus, I'm with you in a brand new way. I don't want everything to go perfect, and I don't want to be seen, and I don't want there to be an altarless offering. Lord, thank you. Move in our hearts. Ignite the Lamb within us and let him motivate us in new ways to glorify the Father, to give ourselves not in comfort zones, not in ministry, but as lambs led to slaughter, ready to be lit up, ready to be with him in his nature's eternal life, spirit of sacrifice. Holy Spirit, begin to anoint the sacrifice, fall on the Lamb in us. Press past our souls and our good works and our religious attitudes, and find the Lamb inside our hearts, inside the censer. Jesus, wash us with pure water. Wash our bodies. Prepare us to be the body of you, the sacrifice. Prepare us to walk in the flames with you, suffer with you, be with you. Give ourselves, our bodies, as a living sacrifice to you, Lord. Not to a gathering, not to a team, not to a ministry, not to a commitment of time, but to give our bodies to Jesus as a living sacrifice. Just have that freedom to unmute your mic at any point, to come up here and pray. Don't be afraid. Just make your prayer an offering. Make your prayer come from the censer. Don't be self-conscious. Just pour. It's so good that maybe you have a scripture to read in that heart. Make that scripture a prayer. Pray it over the Lord. Pray it over us.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've been sharing not just this message, but sharing what you want with us. And you've been sharing with us for a long time. And I know that, like, I'm probably not the only one, but I know that there's a lot in me that just holds back from you. That holds back from you saying, I'll do the ministry. I'll be used of you. I'll even spend my time, but God, don't touch this. Or don't bring me to that suffering. Don't bring me to that place of suffering. I say, I'll do anything to get out of it. But God, I want you. I want to go there. I want to go there. And so I pray that Holy Spirit would just fill my heart. And that love for you would overtake the fear.
Yes, Lord.
And I know in the gathering I can always just make it something I'm doing, even something I'm doing for you. And even I allow you to grow in me and come out of me in new ways. That's all fine, but I want it to prepare me to go into death with you, and I want to find those opportunities, those real opportunities. That's what I want. I know that's what you want. I thank you that's what you want first. So I'm trusting you. I'm trusting your desire and not mine. Thank you, Jesus. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Kelly said it would be okay to just read a verse over us, so I have something on my heart I would like to just read, and it is out of 1 Peter. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is sent to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you.
That scripture bears witness to me in that story which I am constantly being brought back to in Daniel chapter 3, and that those flames, they didn't belong to Nebuchadnezzar. He thought they did. They were God's flames. It was God's furnace. And if we were set to be put in there and didn't understand that, then we would think it strange. But because it was your Father, it was your flames, then the Son was seen. You glorified your Son. You showed forth your Son, which never would have happened. It never would have been, he would not have been seen unless that fiery furnace had been kindled. But there they saw Jesus. There we will see Jesus. There I saw Jesus. Saw who he was, not just I saw a manifestation or a visitation, but to see Jesus, to see what he is, to see who he is, to understand him, to be with him in who he is, and letting the flames speak to us. Letting us hear, we call them tongues of fire, as it were, letting us hear the tongue speak of Christ, the Lamb of God. Let it speak of Christ, the one who came to glorify the Father. Father, all of that would be lost. We would simply not know him in that way. We would know him the way man had formed him. And we would have missed the beauty, the wonder of being able to walk with Jesus in that spirit, in that place. And Father, when they came out, there wasn't a bad spirit on them. There wasn't an accusing spirit or a superior spirit. When they came out, there wasn't even the smell of smoke on them. There wasn't the smell of something that would choke them or cause them to fall back from them. Something irritating to their nose, to their eyes, to their throat, wasn't on them. It wasn't on them. Oh, Jesus, what a wonder you are. What a precious, precious, precious wonder. Oh, to know you in these ways, saving us from ourselves. Saving us according to 1 Peter's definition of salvation. Saving our soul from reacting, from just going into flames and being burnt and come out with anger and meanness. But there was something in there. It was your fire, your flames. Your furnace, Father. And the more you speak your heart to us, your heart, not Randy speaking, not Kelly, not anybody else, but you speaking your heart to us, the more we will see it as your furnace. Your furnace. Your furnace. Your flames. Your tongues. Speaking in words that cannot be uttered, in words that cannot be understood. Just like the disciples on the day of Pentecost, when the flames, the fire came down on them, and there were no words that everyone could understand except for those that came from your spirit. they would understand. And Peter would write about it. He would understand, and he would write about it in his letters to the churches. He would write about it. The flame would still be on him. The tongue would still be on him. And he wrote from that tongue. He heard the speaking of that tongue. And it was glorious. It's eternal. It is glorifying to you, Jesus. It is glorifying to you, Father. Oh, Spirit, come like that in flames of fire. Come like that and let us not understand what every man speaketh, but what the Spirit is trying to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so precious. More precious than gold. More precious than anything that we could treasure. Out of abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. Oh, where our heart is, that's where our treasure will lie. You are our treasure. And that's where our heart is. Bless you. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your beauty. Hallelujah. Anyone on Zoom want to pray, feel free to do so. If not, it's no pressure. You don't have to, but if you want to, we don't want to stop the proceedings without the Lord finishing what he wants to say, what he wants to pray.
First standing in the altar, just like as when Stephen was stoned, Lord, you stood up, and I feel like you're standing up and looking at us like we're family, and you're bringing us into the behind those flames, and I just want to be able to run in. I don't want my life to be without that altar. And see that we're family, and you're bringing us in behind the flames, and you're asking us just to turn. It's just like being in Revelation, just to turn and run into the flames each time, and just not to consider. Just give us that heart, Lord, just to be able to turn and run into the flames, knowing you're there and we as a family are there. And just want to see your face there. The altar, see your face. And I know when we see your face, everything else will melt away. And may it always be that in Jesus' name, will be in the center always. Be that in Jesus' name, that way in the center's name. Ask that in Jesus' name. And I just want you to be blessed for this generation, this time, and for us to be blessed that way, see you that way on the altar. What a opening portal into this world you've given us, Lord, and we can go in and see you. And Lord, let you be blessed that there's somebody just in this, that you made it that way, Lord, that we can see each other and be with each other. Elohim, be Adonai, as was shared, and let us never remove from the sacrifice, Lord, because you'll always bring us in, Lord, if we treat you as Adonai. So always be Adonai to us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
It's a beautiful prayer, Faith. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I know that most of you that are on Zoom, I know your hearts. I know that if you were able to be here, you would be, and you'd be lifting the load and blessing and praying and laughing and crying. And I just know your hearts, and I just want to tell you I love you and I thank you. Thank you for how you are. I mean, I know, we've had so many gatherings now, and I've seen you at work, and thank you. It's almost as if I already see you doing all of that, as if you were present and carrying that. But the Lord has put us in a situation where we are few, and the Lord's good. The Lord's good. The Lord knows. Those of us who have stepped up have, you know, have done so willingly, knowing that there's a lot to carry. And, you know, just want to thank all of you guys, all of you in this room and that are on, for all of that. And I think that the Lord will move more. When Faf was praying, this came to my mind, that when the king saw Jesus in there, the one like the Son of God, and he saw them walking around and not hurt, he said to them, "Come forth." And I think it would have been wonderful had he said, "I'm coming in. I'm coming in. I want to get closer to Jesus. I want to have willing weakness, and I'm going in trusting, not looking at my circumstances or the strong men who are laying in front of the entrance there, because they're dead from it. I'm coming in for one purpose. I want to be with Jesus, and I want to be with those who found him this way." And I'm just, Lord, I'm just releasing that spirit now, not to those that are on Zoom, because they already had that spirit and would be that, not to those that are in this room, but to those that Father, what a joy to your heart it would be for them to say, not y'all come out, but I'm coming in. I'm coming in and I'm coming for Jesus and I want Jesus and I want to be with those that want Jesus in this way and I want it to fill, I want to be in a room that's filled with it. And I want the fire to burn hot, but we don't even feel the pain of it. We feel the power and the beauty of it. So Father, I just pray that your spirit on those beautiful wings of that dove would spread because we could use a few more in the furnace with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, what a wonderful little time that we got together. Thank you all in here and on for your prayers. Sweet incense coming off the censer too. That's a sweet savor. The reading of the word, I probably wouldn't have shared what I did unless Mallory read that scripture, because it's saying the very same thing. You know, let's come in to the fire instead of and not think it's strange and stay out and say, y'all come out to us. Besides, the ones that are in there, they don't want to come out to you. They want to stay in there with him, because when they come out, you don't see him anymore. Let's go back in. So blessed be his name. Father, just wrap this up in your spirit and thank you for a fellowship of people that are truly of one tribe, of one heart, of one mind, who truly, truly, truly hunger after your Son in this way, regardless of our fears and regardless of our drawbacks at times or this and that. Father, that may be our flesh, that may be our soul, but our spirit, our spirit is with you. And you will finish the work, O Adonai. You will bring us in the same spirit. And so we thank you for it before it even happens. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.